From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Wednesday, July 1st, and here are today's stories. AI and its implications are both too new to be wholly understood and deeply controversial. That was the basis of a consumer rights argument before the State Public Utilities Commission. SDPB's CJ Keene checks in.
Tuesday, the state PUC heard arguments from Black Hills Energy and one John McKee, who signed on as an intervener in the utility's request to raise rates. McKee's argument orbited the use of AI tools for data analysis tied to intervention on issues involving the utility. McKee says it's only fair to level the playing field.
I'm one guy out here. They are trying to keep me from analyzing the data that they send me. They are trying to keep me from effectively being an interventor with their NDA by prohibiting AI, whether I have it locally on this computer I'm using now or whether I use an enterprise that's closed in another setting.
Black Hills Energy, for their part, contend the risk of data breaches with open source AI tools are too high risk with the technology that's untested. Douglas Law is the associate general counsel for the utility.
Whatever you address that, you have some, guidance for around the use of AI, what kind of verification that AI system is, that it can't be used in an open AI system, and that there's some form of remedy in the event that there's a violation of that.
The complications come from the tensions between both parties and how the PUC can protect consumers and interveners while also avoiding potential data breaches or other similar events for BHE. Commissioner Christy Feagan says the board should tread lightly in uncharted territory.
I just want to make sure that we're not making any mistakes. I mean, this is the first time we're really dealing with AI and confidential.
The PUC ultimately punted on the issue, deferring to the next meeting of the board. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene.
Governor Larry Rodin declares a state of emergency for the counties impacted by the severe thunderstorm that hit central and northeastern South Dakota. That storm hit early Monday morning, bringing multiple confirmed tornadoes and straight-line winds over 100 miles per hour. That's according to the National Weather Service. Officials say the emergency declaration reduces administrative barriers over debris removal. It also lets the state use extra resources for recovery efforts. Six state agencies are currently assisting, including 23 inmates who are trained to assist with storm cleanup. Rodin's office says it's still too early to determine whether the disaster meets the threshold required for a presidential disaster declaration through FEMA. More than 100 permanent signs are being installed across South Dakota to bring awareness to a crisis lifeline. The 988 Helpline is a 24/7 service connecting people directly to professionals who can help them cope with mental health, substance abuse, or thoughts of self-harm. The Department of Social Services and the Helpline Center are partnering with businesses and organizations across the state to place outdoor signs. The signs urge South Dakotans to call, text, or chat 988 if they need support. DSS officials say their mission is to make 988 universally known so the resource can help people when they need it most. The State Department of Health is releasing new guidelines for the Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, program. WIC is a supplemental nutrition program updated by health officials every year. The program qualifications are set based on 185% of the federal poverty level and family size. Under the new guidelines, a family of four's income would need to be less than $61,000 to qualify. For more information on the guidelines, you can visit our website at sdpb.org/news. The Dahl Art Center's recent community night encouraged residents to slow down and take in the budding Rapid City art scene. SDPB's CJ Keene has more.
What you're hearing now is a drum group called Co Capelli's Cousin. They're a group of percussion enthusiasts who can normally be heard playing under the cottonwood tree in Jackson Park. They're just one of the several artists and groups invited to the Dahl's several galleries and performing arts spaces for the annual community night. That included an opportunity to meet Yoko Sagawara. also known as Tenyo. She's a Japanese-born sculptor whose ceramics have been on display in the gallery recently. Much of that gallery's work, titled Take Me to Your Moon, is in conversation with challenging topics like loneliness, dementia, and the inner journeys taken therein. She discusses her favorite work of the lot, a sculpture called Longing.
This dementia journey, people feel ashamed of what's happening to them, and they tend to be isolated. Everybody's so isolated. Once they open up and they come together, they will realize they are not alone. And the rest of the dementia journey might be easier.
A photo of Sugawara and her work can be found online at sdpb.org/news. Travis Dewis is the executive director of the Rapid City Arts Council. He says these events highlight essential conversations through art mediums.
An event like this is a fantastic opportunity for the Arts Council to showcase all of the wonderful work that we do within the community. We always have programs going on throughout the year, but this is our one event to bring people in who maybe haven't been to the Dahl Arts Center and to really explore their creative passions. This is really a community resource at the end of the day.
Among other things, another gallery was curated with the involvement of local artist Marty Two Bowles Jr., and performances from Rapid City's Catalyst Theater Company were also part of the event. I'm SDPB's CJ Keen in Rapid City.
State officials are planning nearly 20 sobriety checkpoints across South Dakota this month. The Department of Public Safety says checkpoints are coming to 19 counties during the month of July. That includes Brookings, Davison, Lincoln, and Minnehaha. The Highway Patrol works with local law enforcement agencies to perform these checkpoints. Officials say they aim to cut down on drunk or impaired driving. A South Dakota legislator is among those protesting legislation that would shield rideshare services in certain sexual assault claims. Lawmakers added the policy as an amendment to the federal transportation spending bill. The amendment would limit liability for app-based rideshare and delivery services when a passenger or driver is sexually assaulted when using their platforms. South Dakota State Senate Minority Leader Liz Larson says it's disappointing and moves in the wrong direction.
We, not just as men or women, but just as a society, need to think of the pathways forward that are fair and equitable in terms of holding people accountable for sexual assault and sexual harassment.
Larson joined more than 280 women governing in 44 different states in signing a letter to U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson. The letter asks him to strike the amendment from the transportation bill. Proponents say the legislation is necessary to protect these companies from frivolous lawsuits. The transportation bill is currently awaiting consideration on the House floor after being adopted by the Housing, Transportation, and Infrastructure Committee in May. Nearly 200 new laws take effect in South Dakota today. July 1st is the date bills passed by the legislature and signed by the governor take effect unless they have an emergency clause. Among the new laws is SB 135, the so-called Data Center Bill of Rights. It requires data centers to pay for increase in utility rates they cause, and also spells out local control on data center ordinances. HB 1082 expands free and reduced school lunches in South Dakota schools. A pair of property tax relief bills also take effect. As of today, the state treasurer transfers nearly $56 million to create a homeowner property tax reduction fund. The other is an option allowing county governments to raise sales tax to pay for property tax reliefs, but whether to do so is up to each county. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.